This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The government today said that full custom duty exemption will be provided on critical petrochemical products till the 30th of June this year amid the ongoing crisis in West Asia. Member of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Sanjay Mangal, informed this while addressing media at the International Interministerial Briefing on Recent Developments in West Asia in New Delhi today.
This measure has been taken as a temporary and targeted relief in order to ensure continued availability of critical petrochemical inputs for domestic industry, reduce cost pressures on downstream sectors, and safeguard supply stability in the country. This exemption is expected to benefit a large number of sectors, which includes plastics, packaging, textiles, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, automotive components, and other manufacturing segments.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message today while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव। इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है। अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है।
A week-long Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from today. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed in the Parliament after Rajya Sabha approved it with the voice vote today. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. It accords statutory status to Amravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has congratulated the people of Andhra Pradesh for the new capital of the state. Lok Sabha today took up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. Rajya Sabha had already passed the bill. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai moved the bill, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of services of Group A general duty officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has informed the Rajya Sabha that the Parliament will be adjourned today and will again meet after 2 to 3 weeks for an important legislation related to women's reservation. Replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on legislative business of the House, Mr. Rijiju said the government has consulted with over 80% of parties on the matter. Mr. Rijiju said women's reservation bill should be passed unanimously in Parliament.
We have a bounded duty, a commitment which the House has given, the Parliament of India has given to the women of this nation. For us, this is nothing to do with a specific state election. This is a commitment. This is a duty of the House. We have to take it forward because we have certain limitation when we look at the time scale. We have a limited time in hand and we have repeatedly asked the honorable members of the opposition party.
Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Khadge, demanded an all-party meeting on the matter. The filing of nomination papers has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal with the issuance of notification today. 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. Candidates may submit their nominations till the 9th of April. Meanwhile, campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry. Single-phase polling for 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and 30-member Puducherry Assembly will be held on the 9th of this month. In boxing, India's Aditya Pratap Yadav stormed into the quarterfinals of the Asian Boxing Championships, defeating Saudi Arabia's Mausa Al-Hausau in the men's 65 kilograms category at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. He will take on Uzbekistan's Abdullah Madaminov in the quarterfinal bout. In IPL cricket, host Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Eden Gardens this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.